Looking for a gift for Father's Day and you don't have anything planned? That's on Sunday. So today we are going to make a quick, easy gift of things we might have laying around the house, starting right now.
Welcome to the Weird and Wacky Planet's Nature Just Got Real podcast for kids. Join KB Carr, author of the Weird and Wacky Planet series, with Chuck Darwin, Tito, and Captain Jack, as they bring you the real skinny on what's really going on in the natural world. And now, here's your host, KB Carr.
Hello, Planeteers. Today we are going to make a Father's Day gift, or really a gift for anyone if you think about it, with things we have probably laying around the house. So it's going to be a kind of paperweight. Here's one I made earlier. This isn't a great example, but it says Dad Rocks, and it's set into something that kind of looks like it's a rock. I did also place a little rock right here, and I'm going to show you how to make this right now. So let me grab my camera here and I'll bring it down to my desktop so you can see how to do this. All right, so I've got you down here at the desktop. I don't know if I can put that, so there we go. And what I've got here is a kind of a clay that I made myself using flour and coffee grounds and coffee. And I made it into this blob here, right here. Here's more extra stuff. And I'm going to I'll put that recipe in the show notes, but I'm just going to pat this down and make it kind of thinnish. The thicker it is, the longer it's going to take to dry. So just remember that. And I'm going to pat it down into a place where I feel like it's big enough for my words. My words are going to be Dad Rocks, because, you know, we're making out of rocks. And I use the coffee grounds so it kind of looks like a rock when it dries there. So this could be a paperweight. This could be a plaque. Could be a lot of different things there. So I'm going to make it as big as I think. So is about what I'm looking for? Yeah, I think it is. Okay. Now, on this one, I used all kinds of different colored rocks. And this is called pea gravel that I use. So this could be gathered from outside, any little bitty tiny pebbles that you can find here in your yard. The thing about this was, though, I used different colors and they kind of blended into my background, so it's kind of hard to read it. So I thought I would try to make this one with my white aquarium gravel, which is still rocks, but it might just be easier to see it. So I'm just going to start to form my letters with my rocks here, my little aquarium gravel. And if you make them too big, you will run out of space. So just know that. And I'm kind of doing this one quickly because I'm going to show you some other cool things we can do with it as well. But I just want to you want your dad to be able to read it. That is kind of a key there. So there's my D. And I'm making it in all caps. You don't have to if you want to, but I will tell you caps are the easiest. They're the easiest ones to do. So I'm just kind of gonna, but you can see how I'm doing this. Here's my cross there. Can you hear Captain Jack in the chair panting? Sorry, no, you can't come up here. I'm doing something. All right. No. Go sit down. And here's my other D. This doesn't have to be perfect. It's supposed to be kind of looking like, you know, you made it out of rocks. You know what I'm saying? All right. But it goes fairly quickly. It's not like I said, this is a pretty fast one. I'm going to tell you about this. I used I think the recipe was like a cup of flour, a cup of coffee grounds, and a half a cup of coffee. But I found that was too wet for me. So initially, you know, things were sinking in, and that's why I think you can't see this one as well as this one. So I just kind of kept adding flour until this one was more of a consistency of Play-Doh, right? Yeah. And that way, it's just easier to work with. So know that. because I had stuff that was like falling off. It was just, you know, not working out well. All right. And this one, you can use things to decorate this one, and I'll show you what I mean in here a minute. As you see, I've got a little, some little things here. I also have this. I'm going to show you what I'm going to do with him. Oop, that's supposed to be an R. That ain't looking good. And the other thing is, if you don't like where you put them, you can move them. So this is very forgiving, the way this is going. And if you can get it the drier, the better, because it'll take less time to dry. But also, it's a lot easier to work with for you, because I'm not getting it all over my hands. So that's nice. Although mixing it up was kind of fun, because I did get it all over my hands. But that was kind of a fun thing to do. And you're going to want to put it somewhere where it should dry overnight. But again, the thicker this is, the longer this is going to take. And I found that I left it on this what I have under here is wax paper. This is wax paper. And it didn't dry well on the wax paper for some reason. So it didn't dry. It didn't do the back very well. So, how's that? You can tell that's an O. Yeah, there we go. It worked better on tissue paper or paper towel to dry it. Finally, it started to dry. Because, I mean, this was like days. And I was like, we don't have that much time, do we? Father's Day is this Sunday, right? The 21st. So, this is something that you want to do. You want to have done quickly. I might run out of room. And if that happens to you, I'm going to show you a little trick. So let's just get my C in here, because I got to get two more letters after this, and I don't think I'm going to have enough room. So you know what I can do? I can take my Play-Doh and I can add more if I want to. Which is probably why this one ended up being such a weird shape. I can add more space. And that's going to give me more space to put some of my other decorations if I want to. All right, so there's that. I've got two more letters to do. Moving as quickly as I can. Probably should have just done this and shown you the magic of video, but why not? This is way more fun. You don't mind, do you? Watching me work? Aquarium gravel is something you can get anywhere if you choose to use it. But you don't have to. You can go outside and collect small rocks. Just know that, you know, be cognizant of the color scheme, because it might blend in, like this one kind of blends in a little bit. So I thought maybe I could have done a better job in that area. I want a really little one for that finish off my K. There, so you can tell that's a definite K. And guess what? Need more room? Add more dough. And you can always reshape it, because it's still, like I said, you know what? It's still wet. So I can still reshape this. I can take pieces off it. I can add pieces. It's still pliable. And you want to be able to do that. So where's my S? I could also probably have made these letters smaller, but I didn't. So there you are. All right. So ooh, that's way too long. Okay. All right, want my S. I could have used all of little ones too. There's all kinds of shapes. Rocks, as you know, come in all kinds of shapes. I think of some little ones for my curve here. All right, so there's my S. So you can clearly see this says dead rocks, because I did it in white. And I do want to add a little bit of some things to this to make it just a little bit more interesting. So here's some things I collected. If your dad is into dinosaurs, or if you are into dinosaurs, I found this cool guy. And I'm just going to stamp his track into there. So yeah, can you kind of see it? There, now I got a dinosaur track. So it looks kind of like a fossil. That's kind of cool, right? If I wanted to make it look more fossil-y, I could use this shell. And I could put like shell indentations in here so it looks like it's a fossil. If I wanted to, I could take another rock and put it there like I did on this one. But I don't want to cover up my dinosaur track because he's pretty cool. And another thing you can do if you make this O big enough, take your thumb and put your thumbprint in there. Just real lightly. There's my thumbprint. And that's kind of cool to see. You know, now Dad has a thumbprint of you, your thumb, when you made this. So that's kind of cool. I want to make this a little deeper. All right. So there is my project. Oh, I got these kind of little eyes too. I thought, you know, if I wanted to put like dress it up a little bit too, I could put these eyes in there instead of my thumbprint. So I've got like little eyeballs in there just for fun. This is just stuff I had laying around, so why not? All right, so let me turn our project around. And there you have it. Dad rocks. I hope you can see that really well. And this is the one that's already done and already dried. But again, it took a while. So just plan for that if you can. If not, you're going to have to make this a lot thinner for it to dry. Or, you know, you could also give it to him like this. Why does my dinosaur? Hold on. There you go. That one might be too wet yet. You might have to wait till it dries a little, then stick your dinosaur leg in there. There we go. Anyway, so, yeah, a nice thing for his desk, either a paperweight or a plaque or whatever you want. Dad rocks. Get it? All right. Go make one and have a fun rockin' adventure in your neighborhood. And now it's time for Chuck Darwin with the Weird and Wacky Word of the Week.
It's time for the Weird and Wacky Word of the Week.
The word of the week is petrology. It is a noun and means the scientific study of rocks, including petrography, which is the description and classification of rocks, and petrogenesis, which is the origin and formation of rocks. Petrology falls under the main area of study of geology. A petrologist is the title of a person that has a degree in petrology and studies these things. See how many times you can use the word petrology, petrography, petrogenesis, and petrologist in a sentence today and impress someone with your genius. Until next week, I am Dr. Chuck Darwin. Cheerio.
Thanks, Chuck. That's a lot of words that begin with the letter P. I'll be definitely checking those out. And now, here's a word from our sponsor.
Have you ever met Count Dracula? How about a flower-faced lawn wrecker or a four-foot-long guinea pig the size of a dog? You'll find these animals and more in the book Weird and Wacky Creatures 1, part of the Weird and Wacky Planet series by KB Carr. Find them wherever books are sold and sink your fangs into your own copy.
Got a question? Ask the captain.
Ahoy, mateys. This week's question comes from Emma in Sacramento. Emma asks, who started Father's Day? Well, Emma, Father's Day was started by Sonora Smart Dodd in Spokane, Washington in 1910. After her mother's death, she and her five siblings were raised single-handedly by their father, William Jackson Smart, who was a Civil War veteran. In 1924, President Calvin Coolidge legally had it recognized as an official holiday 14 years later. Guess it takes a while to get a national holiday. We dogs finally got a day of our own on August 26, 2013. 2013! Should have been way sooner than that. Hope that answers your question, Emma. If any of you want to ask me something, just email it to naturejustgotreal@gmail.com. I'm always listening. This is Captain Jack signing off until next week. Bye-bye.
And now, the weird and wacky weekly creature feature.
This week we are talking about an animal that is a very good father. In fact, he's so good, he's the one who gives birth to his kids. Crazy, ain't it? I'm talking about the seahorse. The seahorse is a fish, not a horse. And there are 42 different species of seahorses. In most species of animals, the female is the one who gives birth and rears the young. But not this guy. Seahorse moms deposit up to 1,500 eggs in the male's pouch. The seahorse dad then incubates the eggs. The babies hatch and get used to the ocean water right in their dad's pouch until they are ready to be released. The babies are called fry. I don't know why that is. It seems like a weird name for babies. Anywho, he does this all at once, usually at night, and then he is ready for a new batch of eggs by morning. That is taking a fatherhood to the extreme. I'm Tito, and I'm never doing that. I'll see yous all next week.
Thank you, Tito. I love seahorses. Don't you find them absolutely fascinating? All right, that's it for today's show. Go make a Dad Rocks plaque in your neighborhood. That should be a fun thing. I also want to welcome our listeners from India for the first time. So welcome. Thank you for listening. And I hope you guys have a rockin' good adventure in your neighborhood.
That wraps up the show for today. Thank you to our sponsor, Weird and Wacky Planet. And thank you for listening. Thank you for caring. And thank you for sharing. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe so you don't miss an episode. Let us know if you do, and we might mention you on the show. Until next week, go have an adventure in your neighborhood.